Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Spencer moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. There goes Hendricks. The throw from Downing to Dent, and Hendricks is out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Stein reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stein moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to home to get Stein. Kelly moves to third. Garr moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Gritch reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Singleton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off May, and towards Gritch, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein misplays the ball. That's an error on Stein. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards third. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 3 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Palmer, and towards Gritch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Blair steals second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a pop-up towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dent for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.